I was not in the Depression, not quite that old. My mother and daddy went through the Depression. My aunt and uncle, Martha's parents, went through the Depression. And we learned a lot from that. That in our present culture has been forgotten. But that was one of the great changes in this country. Another great awakening came just shortly before that. We had another big change for the war, December 7, 1941, Sunday morning. An announcement was made. In November, I'll be in a meeting on the USS Missouri, Lord willing, and which is docked in Honolulu now. And on that ship, some of you have been there. I was there 3 years ago. There's a plaque where the Japanese surrendered to the United States. And it was signed there on the deck of that beautiful, huge battleship. The world was never the same after that. Not because of Korea, Vietnam, the Gulf War, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan. But the next major change came on September 11, 2001. Everything changed. Will never be the same. Now, not only did that happen, but then we had other changes come about. But real life changes. 2008 was a big one in our economy. Another one was March 15th of 2020, which changed the world and may never recover. I was in a foreign country. I didn't know what was happening. And they told me, you have to leave today because our airport is closing. And not to go into detail, but it was known as a pandemic. Life will never be the same. And unless we have a revival, churches will never be the same.
Amen.
And I don't say that critically or judgmentally. It's just, I think Satan's laughing all the way to the bank with what has happened. Things were growing. You and I could spend the rest of the night. We could not only miss a ball game, we could spend the rest of the night talking about all the great things that were happening in 2018, 19, and in 20 until things changed. And that would be the same.